Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the pre-construction meeting for project 250571, Ross County Road 550 at the 17.12 intersection improvements. We're extending the westbound right turn lanes by adding traffic signal backplates on Pleasant Valley, County Road 550 Road, at Clinton Road and Egypt Pike intersections in Ross County. And a new connection of the Tri-County Triangle Trail will also be constructed. Complete General is the contractor. My name's Zach Schaff. I'll be the area engineer. Chris Borson will be your project engineer. And who you got for inspector on this, Chris?
I think that got switched. Isn't that going to be Scales?
It says Ken Grable on your spreadsheet.
Ken Grable?
That's what I thought you wanted was Grable.
That's what I wanted, yeah.
Okay.
I thought they had Scales on there and it got switched. But Grable, yeah, that's what I want. I'd like him on all my projects. That was not an option.
Okay, designer record was Burgess Nyepel. Our project manager was Chris Pridemore. Who will be the contractor's project manager?
Jeff Pennington.
And superintendent?
Brian Voorhees.
Brian with a Y. See,
yeah. I spelled wrong. I'll correct it. Who's your work zone emergency contact?
I put Brian on the contact list to start with.
Okay.
I'll be flagging, so I can't do it.
He's closest.
Who's doing your asphalt?
Sean
Bailey Sands.
And local agency, we do have the Ross County engineer. This is their project. Do you want to be the point of contact, Derek?
Yeah. That's
okay. All right, we have a signed contract. The completion date's wrong on here. We'll have to do a time extension because we all agreed to wait till school was out to start this. But we had a 75-day duration, so we'll just base it off of that. But I saw your schedule. It looks like we're going to get done a lot quicker. So, your estimated begin date, was that May 20th?
Yep.
June 1st.
Around June 1st. We'll be installing signs and stuff prior to that. June 1st, 2nd there.
Okay, normal hours of work?
4:10.
Starting at...
7.
And we'll probably just have one progress meeting out there right before the 4th of July or something like that. I'll set that up after the meeting. Okay, you're not pre-qualified to do your fence, your RPMs, and your pavement markings for 5% of the work. These subs address all those items?
Yes.
Okay. CCO, Sabrina?
I'd just like to remind you that the contractor is responsible to submit certified payrolls weekly, including the subcontractors on the project, and the bulletin board with the required posters and wage rates need to be erected the first day of work, or you will not be allowed to begin work. Also, if you need any additional subcontractors, make sure the C92s are approved before they start any work. Also, the subcontractors are required to be paid within 10 days of receiving payment from ODOT. And there is a 7.5 SB Eagle on the project in the amount of $37,263.50. The SBEs that you have committed to are Mid-Atlantic Maintenance, Jan Graham Trucking, and Follow the River. And I do not have a master trucking log for Jan Graham Trucking. I need that before they're allowed to work on the project. And then whoever's out on the project will have to check and verify that whoever is on the master trucking log is who is actually in the trucks with checking their driver's license and so forth. If there are any issues, Chris, at all, I can come out. Just give me a call. So with that, I have Patricia Shoemaker for payroll and Christina Blevins for EEO and Terry Allen for subcontractor payments. Is that all correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Just want me to email all of this to those ladies. And
yeah, that'll work.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Sabrina. Okay, all work is proposed in the newly acquired right-of-way. Utilities, Rodney?
Yeah, some general requirements. We'll verify all locations regardless of plan depiction. Ensure all hoops tickets remain active and valid through excavation activities. This project, all utilities will be protected in place. There's a little bit of coordination that needs to be done. Charter Communications, Bow Fiber, and Ross County Water are all asking that you notify them 7 days in advance of any excavation near their facilities. Each utility shall be required to accurately field mark the location of the facilities to have and to have a representative present during excavation. South Central Power, if de-energization of electric lines is required, the contractor shall contact South Central Power Company at least 3 weeks prior to the anticipated need, as outlined in the utility note. And then Pleasant Valley Sewer District, a contractor shall notify the sewer district at least 7 days prior to any excavation near their facilities or adjustment of valve boxes. A representative from the sewer district shall be requested to be present on site during these activities. Any questions for me?
Yeah, thank you, Rodney. We do not have SWIP on this. Public relations. If we have any claim, who's the best point of contact?
Be Chris Browning would be our safety.
I guess I'll put that in the wrong spot. His contact information.
It is 740-630-8906.
Email.
His email is cbrowning@completegeneral.com.
Okay. OMOT must adhere to the federal OMUTCD and with Ohio Supplement and with the plans. Any temporary signals must rest on red. Flagging operations are required throughout the zone. Other than hard hats and safety vests, does contractor require any additional safety apparel or PPE?
No.
61403 says all vehicles must have photo strobe lights, LED warning lights, or rotating beacons. OMUTCD 60304 says everyone needs a reflective shirt or vest, including your subs. Are you using Hall Hub on this? Shelling sand. CML needs updated whenever material changes or is added, and that updated copies need placed on SharePoint site. And did you have any material questions at this time?
No.
Okay. And we did get your schedule today, so we'll let you know if we're going to get issues with that. I'll send that to you, Chris. You got your sub submitted. Using any non-state haul routes? I guess other than 550.
Yeah.
Are you anticipating needing any borrow or waste areas?
Be some waste. It's going to go.
Use our chopper over at C&J, right?
We'll go up on a hill.
What's that?
Chad's.
C&J.
Okay.
G&J Pan.
Should you need a beneficial reuse form, just get with Chris. Shouldn't be much to that. You did submit your CML. Did you send in the MOT device manufacturer certification letters?
No.
That needs submitted before they're used on the project. And Rosie, did you get your CAD 10?
Yes.
Okay, estimates will be generated every 15 days while work's active, and bid price for the bond will be released on the first estimate submitted for the project. Any submittals, time extension requests, weather days, or RFIs, please send those to Chris Borson and myself. Contract documents can be found online. There's links in the agenda that will be shared at the conclusion of the meeting here. We did not have any addendums. We have the 800 spec date of July 18th, 2025. Couple things we like to point out. 10505 says provide constant attention necessary to progress the work according to the contract documents. 10802G, dispute resolution and claims. Did you guys have any questions on any of that at this time?
No.
And our contract limits are $25,000 if we come across something unexpected. So let's keep that in mind. We got 832 compensation and the BABA proposal note. General discussion. You guys have any questions or comments? Anything on the plans?
Yeah. Burr Walk calls for there at the gas station. It doesn't call for any there at the school. But there's a note that says you protect every drop off from the barrier on whatever page it is, 35. The drop off's going to be 18 inches of subgrade. So it's great. 4 to 12 feet, if it's within that, if it's over 12 inches, you got protected with bare wall at night in the standard drawing. That's one thing I've seen.
So you think we need more barrier wall than was set up in the plans?
Yeah, there's none set up for Egypt Pike, I guess.
On the ramp.
Egypt Pike, turn lane, there's no barrier set up there. There is at the gas station. Because there's a 21-inch undercut. I've never heard of that before, but for playing.
Can't bank with stone and dig a barrier out?
Can. I mean, there's no traffic compact set up on the job, so anything.
You want to look at that?
I can.
Yep.
Okay. Is speed 55 through that area?
No, it's not.
I don't think so.
45.
That might be why.
35.
I guess standard drawing the speed limit, that's when you're on a freeway. It really doesn't address these narrow roads.
Okay, we'll get back to you on the barrier wall. And your undercut, did you think 21 inches was too much?
It's odd numbered. I've never seen this specced out the undercut. I don't think
any knowledge of that.
It's like 12 or 18 inches.
To be proof roll first, but it's just, it's kind of odd.
Okay.
With half 9 inches ass, 301, and 3 inches of surface, I mean.
I don't know why it was set up like that.
Do you want to?
18 to do it.
Well, use 21 for a reason. We'd have to ask B&N.
Yeah. Press a hand.
I don't know. Is that worth inquiring with the designer?
What to do.
Or maybe. Just
yeah, just,
do.
Just something that looked weird. Oddball number.
I mean, the quantities are there, right?
Yeah, the quantity's in there, yeah.
Okay. It was about 3 inches.
Yeah.
All right.
From bare minimum to winter.
So, no proof roll, just going straight out, just undercut it. That's the plan then?
Is that way it's set up?
Yeah. That's what's shown.
I guess we'll look at it when we get into it. Anything else on the plans?
The saw cut. We got the saw cut laid out. The pavement's wheel rutted. The hump's up. And the saw cut's past the hump. I mean, he's already made the model to the saw cut. That's what you're supposed to match. It doesn't get milled or overlaid the rest of the pavement. Somebody needs to look at that. Your road's not going to match very well. Egypt Pike's rutted pretty good.
So you're thinking we want to do more surface.
See that or mill. There's no milling set up on the job. If you want to mill, clip that off and pave that adjoining lane, I don't know. Then also there with the gas station, there's some bad pavement that doesn't get addressed. I don't know if you can maintain the three lanes at the signal. if you go over to take some of that out.
I know it's rutted pretty bad. So,
I mean, it's all just kind of right on the edge line, basically. That's just the things I notice when we're looking around.
You got time to look at it?
Yeah. I can talk to Charlie about it, see if he wants to spend the money on it.
Okay.
Just not bringing up now. So wait till we get out there and set the traffic up. We got to do something different. But Jim's going to flag. I don't think he'll, if he likes, he must like the flag.
He's going to be on Bridge Street.
Yeah, couldn't you stretch over a little bit of extra surface, fill in the ruts, make it match?
You'd have to mill it off, remove the wall, mill it off when you got to that point. I mean, it's all set up to kind of pave in behind that barrier wall. Cause the drop off. And there's really not enough room to set the wall like it says on the plans, but it'll work. You only got 4 feet. I think the plans want six. They typically miss the barrier wall when they draw the plans up.
What's that width?
Used typically is what happens.
But you think it's all right the way we got it?
You have a foot on each side.
Okay.
So everybody's aware of it. You're supposed to have two on the back side.
Once you get the intermediate down, you could take the wall off.
No, there's no intermediate. There's 9 inches of base, 3 inches of surface.
So are they putting the surface in two lifts?
No, I don't know. I'd have to look at that. I think that has spec. To.
Yeah.
It could.
So
but
once
they're
you get
paving
the
everything at once.
The surface, so. You could tank the wall and then mill it and then pave both lanes possibly.
Yeah, it specifies 2.5 inch lifts.
Yeah, I don't think we can do it all at one time.
Is rutting, I mean, are you looking at rutting on at the edge of pipe end up?
There wasn't as much rutting of the gas station.
Basically.
But that's where involved more of the pavement up there where that turn lane's kind of in there now. I mean, it's,
yeah.
I don't think we could even get a saw through there to saw it's that bad. Other than salt in my hand.
Well, if we already got rutting concerns, we should be putting 442 back in there, not 441. So you want to talk Shelly and Sands, see what
the price is. You want, we'll get with them. So.
It probably won't be much. I assume you guys will be all right with that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. They have something planned to pave it anyway. As Charlie and his county paving thing, he may have it already set up.
Definitely real soon.
I don't know.
All right, well,
we've been kind of waiting on this project.
We'll plan on using 442 then.
Was the gas station where this project was happening and what was going to go like there at Clinton Road? Because they just paved right up to Clinton Road yesterday.
They're aware, yeah.
And I'm thinking like 10 tons of that's going to be different when we're done. That they just put down yesterday.
Really?
They just paved yesterday, right against Clinton Road. And that's where the bike path and that curbing and stuff's going to go in there.
Yeah, we met them out there maybe 2 times about what's going to happen there along that entrance on the Clinton Road.
I thought it was odd when I saw them paving yesterday at that gas station. I'm like, whoa, we're going to tear that up.
You guys haven't run into the gas station.
And right away.
Do what now?
You haven't run into the owner or anything?
No, I never talked to anybody. Just they's over there getting paving. I was over there Monday.
We do have proof rolling on here. Was it not carried to the general?
That's what I said. I mean, it tells you to do that, but then there's an automatic undercut set up. It's just, that's what I was asking about. That's just a general. All plans have that general note within 2/10 of proof rolling. Every plan job you do, it's just a copy and paste thing.
So you're thinking we might not need all that undercut based on the proof rolling.
Yeah, I mean, the foot's probably enough. But that's
okay.
Love.
Well, when we get to that point,
design.
We'll adjust as needed. Anything else in the plans? County have anything?
No. Specific to the plans, but just This is Mike Buchanan, our superintendent. I mean, everybody knows that's an extremely busy area. So if anything comes up with traffic control or anything you need done with 550 or anything, you know, we could, you know, Mike could be our contact for if somebody's done traffic control in the field or if you need immediate help flagging or you got a traffic issue that comes up, which can happen at any time.
Oh, there's going to be a traffic issue.
Yeah. Especially with everything else going on right now.
It might be backed up to 35 on that ramp at the stoplight.
Well, luckily, we're starting after school, so then maybe we get done. Because usually the school stuff is pretty busy, right?
And yeah, but ever since this other stuff's going on, there's a lot more traffic comes out there also.
Oh.
Even when the school's out.
I spelled B-U-C-H.
B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N.
And can I get a number for you, Mike?
740-466-6796.
Okay. Okay, Chris, you got anything?
No, I just want to bring up the fact that that gas station just paid their law right there. So that's going to be, somebody's going to say something. Because I seen where the bike path comes over there and all that kind of thing. And then traffic is already a nightmare with nothing going on at that intersection. I was hoping this job was going to be a roundabout right there, get rid of that stoplight. But
we can change it.
Apparently that's not in the plans.
Can you do it under $25,000?
The intersection ought to be fat enough.
I will say that the owner of the store, we met with him out there, he had concerns about his delivery trucks coming in. They always come in that end there off Clinton Road.
Yeah.
So, you know, be aware of
their
delivery trucks.
As it sits, he's got a 100-foot entrance right there off Clinton Road. And there, when these plans are going to be skinny dad up. So he's not just going to be able to swing right in there like that.
We ran a truck turning template and did the whole nine yards on it. Just talking with the owner repeatedly. And gave him 10 extra feet to set.
Yeah. Yeah, we increased it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He ends up having more than one truck at a time pretty often. So they're jockeying for position in that lot. Could come up during the project.
And that's a busy gas station.
It is very
busy. One of the most busiest ones around.
People got to get their beer and cigs.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Anything else? Should we have a dispute on the job I would represent? ODOT on the project level. Would I deal with you, Jeff, or Brian?
Do Brian first.
We can't resolve it, goes to the DCE. That would be Jeff.
Yeah.
And Mr. Obert would be the executive level.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions, concerns, or comments? All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.